morning, faithful listeners. You are listening to The Blowhole on Finsider Radio. It is the dead of the off-season. We were just trying to think of something to talk about. And yourself is here, but myself, James Radio, along with my co-host, Robcast.
Wow, what an intro!
Are here to talk about the exciting... This is how we're phoning this one in, ladies and gentlemen.
We are not...
Well,
we are going to knock this one out of the park like Ant-Man up Thanos' butt.
I'm going to get drunk on these raspberry ones, these raspberry hard seltzers. What do you think, man? Do you like these?
Not as much as the black cherry, but they're good.
I think they're better. I like them.
You're a jerk.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so the raspberry White Claws, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering what brand of hard seltzer we're drinking this evening. But yeah, I never had the raspberry ones. They're pretty good.
They're okay. I will drink them and I will enjoy them.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink one right now.
Have you had the mango yet?
I have not had the mangoes yet.
The mango ones are good. Those are good as well.
Mostly because I haven't really been doing any kind of keto thing, so I've been eating and drinking anything I want, so I don't have to drink seltzers.
Oh, that's okay. I like the seltzers, though.
No, I enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm not doing keto. I just drink them because I like them. I mean, I prefer bourbon.
Because you have a problem?
No comment. All right. So it's been a little while since the last time we spoke.
But
the big news that happened last time.
Before we get to the big news that happened last.
There is no big news that's happened since then.
That is true. But we have a Twitter. You can follow us.
Oh, yeah.
At TBlowhole on the Twitter. And you can email us at TheBlowholeRadio or BlowholeRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah, I've actually been so bored during the offseason, we've actually been tweeting some things. So you guys should start following.
What?
One of them was funny, I think, maybe.
And we still get some good interactions with our favorite fans out there.
Yeah.
Do we have questions or anything to get to?
Unfortunately not.
Right, well.
I mean, I'll bring up maybe during the
We didn't really
break,
ask any, and it's been weeks.
Yeah. Oh, we did. We forgot
what,
to give
is it theblowhole@gmail.com?
Oh, our
the Gmail? The
our
email?
Gmail? Yeah, hold on. Let me pull that one up.
And it'll be, I'll hopefully remember to actually put it in the text so you could read it and click on it. On
yeah.
The little, in the details.
It is TheBlowholeRadio, all one word, all lowercase.
Oh, I'm going to punch you in your stupid face.
@gmail.com.
That's not part of the address. This punching in the stupid face is not part of the address.
Yeah, so TheBlowholeRadio, all one word, all lowercase.
I hate you.
@gmail.com.
And you know what? I'm going to get the email that is literally written out. The Blowhole Radio, all one word, no spaces.
Maybe that's why we're not getting emails. yeah, so we did, and we forgot to mention this last time, which was two episodes ago, which was like a whole nother lifetime, where we had mentioned that Rob was celebrating a birthday. So
a big one.
Yeah, and we asked you guys to guess, and that's, you guys actually did respond, and then we forgot to mention it, and we had a winner. Scott won. He guessed that you were going to be 52. And he was the closest. You actually turned 50. So, Scott, there's your shout-out about a month late, and I'm sorry. But
Scott was my favorite, but now he thinks I'm even older than I am.
Well, I would. I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
Looking at you, you don't look a day over 63.
He can't see me. He just knows that I can't work technology and can't remember anybody's names. You know what? 52 is actually pretty good now that I think about
there
it.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah. All right. Stop being so ungrateful.
What?
All right, so Miami Dolphins football talk.
Yeah, our last one was after Fitz.
Right after Fitzpatrick signed. So the only big news that happened, and we were kind of teasing it at the time because it seemed like it was going to happen, Robert Quinn was actually traded.
A box of dirty socks did come back to the Dolphins.
They did not. Yeah, they essentially paid $1 million for a sixth round draft pick next year, basically, is how that one worked.
Oh, because the roster bonus.
Yeah.
There was no money in the trade, but we had to pay his roster bonus to keep him, to trade him.
Yep. So that ended up, so they got a sixth round draft pick next year for Robert Quinn. So no draft capital for this year, but man, they have a lot of picks next year, and that's before they even get the compensatory picks, which will most likely be a third and at least a fifth, maybe a fourth, possibly. So, so that's a lot of picks for next year, which is good.
Yeah, we're gonna need
a lot of cap room, a lot of picks,
because it does look like we're probably not getting a quarterback this year.
So, well, here's the one thing.
Well, not in the first pick. They are also looking at these guys, you know, to grab later.
I mean, I'm still not. I mean, who knows? It could all be a smokescreen. Like, yeah, I mean, you don't know. But one of the things we were talking about before we got on the air tonight was, much like last season, everybody was talking about how terrible the Dolphins' offseason was and how they eviscerated the roster, and they have this awful, you know, group of talent.
They thought we were going to be one of the three worst teams in the league, and we were the 13th worst team in the league.
That, exactly. We were middle of the pack, and we were in the hunt.
In the hunt!
Up until week 15 or 16.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this team doesn't... I mean, arguably, they got better at quarterback, which is the most important position.
I mean, you can't argue that with the numbers that they... I mean... In a vacuum, I don't know, but for an excitement standpoint, they got better.
I would like to think that they're going to be better defensively just from a scheme and coaching standpoint, even though they did lose some talent on defense. I'm not glossing over the loss of Cameron Wake and Robert Quinn. Those are two quality players, quality NFL veterans who can get to the quarterback. Those guys are hard to find, and they're probably planning to try and address that in the draft.
But the rest, the linebacker core is the same.
The secondary
is the same. Hope, and maybe any of them may get a boost. I mean, we've already signed some back end, you know, depth for cornerback.
The scheme should be better.
I
don't know. I mean, and honestly, it's not like they were lights out on defense last year anyway. So
offensive line and defensive line look like the biggest
major problem. Yeah, the loss of Juwan James is not. I don't want to say huge, but it's a big loss.
It's not huge because it was the right thing to do with the contract he was signed to.
It's
huge because we don't have anybody as good as he was to fill the position at the moment.
Right, correct. So there is that. The AAF folded since the last time we talked.
What? I'd say we should go out and sign a half a dozen or more of their players.
Funny you should mention that.
What?
Yeah, today they announced the signing of 7 AAF players.
Wow. These are guys not good enough to play in the NFL?
That's correct.
Ooh.
One of them is Jaron Elliott, who Rob thinks his name is Jaron. Jaron. What do you think his name is?
Jayron. That's Jaron.
I don't know. I was thinking it was Jaron. Like Jerome, but just Jaron.
Yeah. Well, like that one that's spelled like Jerome. Like that's a totally
different... I've also seen it spelled Jarome.
But ever with a Y?
No, but of the Y not, could be silent. Jerome. I don't know.
All right. We don't know. We don't know what
he
said, but
he was
got...
the lead. He was leading the AAF in sacks at the time of their demise. There we go.
The time of their untimely demise?
The time of the, at their, yeah, whenever they, yeah. So when the league died, he was leading the league in sacks.
So would you say he is the all-time sack leader in AAF history?
Correct. They signed the all-time sack leader in AAF history this offseason.
Damn!
Yeah. So, I mean, he's probably got a chance. He's going to get a chance to make an impact, at least. I don't think he's just a camp body, although maybe he is. I don't know. Boy,
but
I love the offseason.
No, but again, I am happy just getting young bodies.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're all lottery picks.
Those guys want to play. They were playing
to nothing. They're all lottery picks right now. If one of them turns out to be a contributor, then you win, right?
Yeah.
This is darts at the wall. I don't want them to go out and spend big money for a mediocre player, especially for a team that's not one player away. So
yeah.
I'm thrilled. You know, how many times this was, you know, we talked about this and this was the news made a, you know, a big deal about the extra guaranteed year for Flores. And that's why the tanking discussion came up because Ross, he said to Ross, I need time to work with this. This means he's not fighting for his job in year one, reaching for players to hopefully make a playoff and get lucky for a run. He could be like, no, it's okay if that doesn't happen. That doesn't mean they're not trying to make it happen.
Right. So
you can do it the right way.
So the Miami Dolphins, in the last time we spoke, they did get to have a mini camp because all teams that have new coaches going into the season get an extra mini camp ahead of everybody else. So they were able to get some time with the players to get acclimated. And I don't know how many days it was because I'm bad at this job, but they did have a mini camp that, you know, other NFL teams that did not change coaches do not get. So it did seem like players had a lot of interaction with the new staff, and they had very positive things to say, which Rob alluded to a little bit there. Kenyon Drake seemed to be very fond of Brian Flores and company. So
run through a wall.
So he'd run through a wall. I mean, and Drake's always been an effort guy. It never seems like he's not trying.
Here was the quote, and you know, like you got to kind of see the quote inside the quote.
Stills had positive things to say about him as well.
He did. He was funny in his interview. He came saying like he was kind of surprised. You know, yeah. He knew there was a chance because he signed a big contract that he might be gone. But the Kenyon Drake quote about Flores that I really liked was the, you know where you stand. Like, they tell you what they expect of you, and like they're honest. You know, and granted, who knows? It's one mini camp, but
sure.
But that's how you win players, right? You tell them what you need, and you don't BS them and blow smoke up their butts to then, you know, end up pissing them off down the road.
That's what they said about Gase, though, at the beginning as well. I mean, I'm not saying Flores seems like a completely different guy than Gase, but they did seem to really like Gase at the beginning as well.
He doesn't have crazy eyes, so there's that.
He sure doesn't. I mean, at least from what I can tell. So there's one other. Yeah, Stills also had positive comments about Flores as well.
You know that Reddit where they like to put googly eyes on things?
I do.
Yeah, it turns out, yeah, they've been doing that to pictures of Gase for years and no one's ever noticed.
Oh, that's awesome. My favorite one is still the What If Venom Had Eyes one. That one, that was my favorite one, and that was really good. You guys should, if you haven't seen that one yet, guys, you should really look that one up. Just type in, but what if Venom had eyes into the Google machine? That's pretty good. You won't be disappointed.
You will not.
So, yes, that mini camp happened. This is another thing that I saw. This was like one of those like pointless like clickbait like NFL things, like about like the all the 32 NFL teams running back situations ranked, that they had the Dolphins at dead last, which I'm...
Well, there's one proven guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think they have a lot of upside there. I mean, I started looking at the list and I don't really know like where I'd put them ahead or below. I mean, Drake's never had more than 600 yards rushing in a season. So, I mean, I get that. One of the things I was texting you recently that it was Ajayi is available. Like he is without a team. Like, do you see any kind of reunion there? I think he'd come cheap.
And I think that's the thing. He has to come cheap. I don't think.
Well, nobody. He's not going anywhere for money. Like nobody at this point. Like,
true.
I mean, he blew his knee out last year.
But he may you know, who knows? He may be one of these like asking too much because he doesn't want to do the preseason and the off, you know, and the conditioning and all that.
I don't think he's that kind of. I mean, he's never been.
This is one like I'm not screaming to bring him back.
No, me either.
If the coaches feel like it's not worth the bringing somebody back in with baggage of knowing people and that kind of stuff, I don't think he brings enough that some fifth round guy or some other guy off the scrap heap wouldn't bring.
Like Kenneth Farrow from the AAF.
Whoa, we should get that guy.
He was one of the seven players that they signed. He is the only other one that I remember. I guess he was pretty good in the AAF.
So we got an offensive lineman. They got the running back.
A linebacker, defensive tackle. I'm not going to name
them. They got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
The International Development League gives us an extra.
Oh, that's the
spot.
Brazilian guy.
So we got a Brazilian guy. We signed him. He's who did we get? We got Dervil Neto.
Yay.
So there's that. And this is another one. I actually wanted to ask you about this. So one of the other not important signings, but maybe it. So we also signed a wide receiver. Not an AAF wide receiver.
Oh, yes, Ricardo Lewis, correct?
Yes.
Was that his name?
It is, unless it's pronounced Louis, but yes.
I think it's Ricardo Lewis, yeah. But it is spelled like Louis, like
yeah.
L-O-U-I-S.
Correct, which I think as a last name is Lewis. I have no idea, but he's fast.
Yeah, and he's big. He's 6'2". So that is one area we were lacking in outside of Devontae Parker. So I don't know if they brought Bryce Butler back or not because he was also big as well. Anyway... yeah, he was a fourth round pick. I guess he flashed a little bit. I think he had an injury issue with the Browns. Definitely not a spot on that team for him now.
I mean, you're talking about 18 catches and then 27 catches. Never more than, you know, 357 yards in 2017.
Those are more catches than Isaiah Ford or Leonte Carew have had in their career. And those were other guys that we were possibly talking about.
True.
Being on this team. I think Devontae Parker didn't catch 27 passes last year.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
yeah, I mean...
No, but again...
He's young.
I didn't know. I don't know if this means anything about Wilson or Grant's progression in their, you know, and they're both supposed to be ready for training.
Well, this is
camp,
a much
correct?
Different player. Like this is a this guy is he's tall. Like he's
that's
a,
true.
He's a.
I just saw.
But
his,
they do play
I
Grant
saw his
on the boundary
time, and yeah. I'm like, oh, I didn't know if he was a, just a speed. He's pretty fast.
Yeah, and he's a bigger bodied guy as well. So, I mean, I don't know much about his game. Like I said, I saw the signing in my. Kind of piqued my interest because I thought they were kind of full.
Yeah,
the room, the wide receiver
room
is full.
That's why I wanted to ask you about it. That's the one place where we have depth. Not that we couldn't use a front line. You know, not to say that like we've got like a you know a Mike Evans or a Hopkins or something.
You have
there.
Wilson and Grant coming back from pretty substantial injuries right. to parts of their body that they rely upon to be as fast as they are.
And you know, so Stills is he's high priced and he's your
deep threat,
but well, he's your veteran, your highest producing non-injured player,
right?
And you know, and he's not you know, he's not what you talk. I love him, but he's not what you talk about when you talk about like your number one starter. Like when you go through the league, Stills isn't.
He
like...
He is a perfect complimentary wide receiver.
Right.
He's always been, and I
like
him on the team.
I like
yeah,
him.
Like
I don't even mind
team.
His contract. I
yeah.
know it's you know a lot to pay, but he's worth it. If you got the right stuff around him.
Yeah, and Fitzpatrick can throw the deep ball, so I don't know. I mean, the wide receiver room is very interesting to me. There's a lot of potential. You know, there's guys coming back from injury. So I guess we'll see. I like the signing. I mean, you know, you need depth. I was honestly, like, I wanted them to bring Carew back, so but this guy might actually be a better version of Carew. So,
right.
So I'm okay with it. So that was interesting news, I suppose, that's happened.
It's news.
It is definitely news. I was hoping we were going to make it to the break before we brought up the draft because that's what I wanted to tease with.
Well, hold on.
I know.
I have a question for you.
Yes, questions. I like questions.
Who has the ugliest jerseys in the NFL?
Oh, are you referencing the new New York Jets jerseys?
Damn, those are awful.
I still think the Bucks have the worst jerseys.
What?
In the NFL.
Well, the numbers are terrible.
The Bucks have the worst jerseys, and then
wait, if the Bucks change the font so they don't look like an alarm clock,
still pretty bad.
Numbers. I don't mind the helmet.
I know their helmet's
fine. I like
fine.
The pewter helmet. I don't mind the colors.
I was a little like, I mean,
I hate
just
the numbers.
Having seen like what the Bucks original uniforms were, the creamsicles, and then what they went to in the '90s, that red and pewter was good.
Right.
And then they changed the pewter. The pewter's different now. It's like, it's almost like brown. It's like,
I don't like it as much.
It's like they had a nice, they did a good job updating those uniforms and then they just, and then they made them awful. Now they're hideous. And then the Jaguars were the worst, but then the Jaguars fixed their uniforms. So they're no longer the worst.
I think these new Jet uniforms are worse than the Bucks.
I don't. I mean, they're not worse than the Bucks.
Worse than the Bucks.
I don't know. The Bucks are pretty bad. I'm trying to think, like, who else has just awful jerseys? I mean, the Jaguars were terrible, but now they're, like, very normal. Like, they're not great. They're just, they're not offensive anymore, I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess the Redskins have the most offensive uniforms.
Well, if you want to go that way.
Like in terms of
yeah,
you know,
offensiveness.
In terms
I mean,
of
the,
being racist.
There's the color rush for the and or the alternates for Seattle is pretty.
Those
is pretty
don't
bad.
Count though.
I know
yeah.
I'm not counting.
The
those.
Color rushes don't count because I like the Seattle jerseys. Actually, I like their
yeah,
uniforms.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
it took
I think,
me a while to get used to Denver. I'll tell you that I didn't when they went from like that at all.
But they brought back the orange now. They still wear the
yeah. It's better now. But like when yeah. they first went to the weird.
Yeah.
I guess when anybody goes to these Nike ones, they're like, I don't know, they like go out of their way to make them look terrible.
Well, the Dolphins did a good job with their updates.
Yeah.
I still like the throwbacks. I didn't realize how bad like the 90s, like when the Dolphins changed in the late 90s, like I
yeah.
didn't realize how bad they were. And now I see them compared to like their throwbacks, which are awesome.
Of course.
And then their new ones, which are, I think,
upgrade over the
much,
90s.
Yeah, of like a vast improvement over where they were. So, yeah, I guess those new Jet uniforms are pretty bad, but they're not. I still think the Bucks are the worst.
And you're wrong. And that's all we need to talk about.
Falcons are bad. The Falcons have bad uniforms.
You know what? I am not even interested in this, and I have to look at you when you're talking.
Oh, well, there was one other thing that did happen. The Dolphins, the draft hat leaked. Did you see that?
I did. You know what?
I liked those. I thought those happened. Yeah.
But I did not even click on it because I don't care about a draft hat. No, I'm going to get the hat.
You don't even read the Twitter that you were telling people to sign up for, because that was one of the things we tweeted.
I told you I saw that it happened. I didn't click it.
It was an image. Like, it wasn't something that you clicked on.
No, but I just read it. I didn't look at the picture.
I'm shaking my head at Rob right now. You guys can't see it.
All right, let's go to break, and we'll be right
back. I need another seltzer. All right, we'll be right back. Oh, we're going to get into the draft. Come back, because that's what you guys really want to hear about. I know it. I know you want to hear us talk about what we think is going to happen at the draft.
Wait, I don't know what's going to happen.
No, what we think is going to happen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. See you in a minute. And we're back.
Back.
Thanks for coming back, guys. Now we're gonna speculate about the Miami Dolphins draft. So
we don't know.
No, we don't know anything. But we'll talk about the things that have been happening. It becomes, as they get closer, it becomes, drafts just in general, becomes more abundantly clear that we don't really know anything about what's going to happen. Like, I would not have guessed that they were going to draft Micah Fitzpatrick last year. The year before, I wouldn't have guessed they didn't draft Tunsil.
Funny, last year,
Tunsil was 2 years.
Last year was the defensive tackle that the Bucs picked, like, right before us.
Vita Vea.
He was, like,
somebody that they had talked about.
Or that the
actually, no, we took Fitzpatrick ahead of that. They went right after that.
But he was the one mocked. They mocked us.
Sure.
To replace Sue.
When they drafted Charles Harris, I remember him being on the radar, and somebody, they were like, a lot of people were prognosticating about them drafting. Tunsil, nobody could have projected him falling the way he did. So
gas mask.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I think we can Photoshop some stuff about Kyler Murray.
I don't want Kyler Murray.
You do.
No,
he's exciting.
I don't want Kyler Murray. So I guess this draft in particular, more so than most drafts that I can remember, just seem like it could go. There's so many different ways it can go, not just for the Dolphins, but just in general. Like, I mean, Kyler Murray all of a sudden shooting up to the top of everybody's draft just is. I mean, I guess he's a good fit, I suppose, for that system that Kingsbury wants to run. That's what everybody keeps talking about.
But they
still have Rosen, which is like a huge thing.
It is a huge thing.
Like, they traded up to get him. They gave up capital to get him last year, to just give up on him right away, and they don't have any takers, and they're talking about they'll just keep him and draft Murray, and I'm like, wow, that's wasting even more draft picks. Like, it's just...
Well, you need a... I mean, it's bad, but if they think Murray's that once-in-a-lifetime guy you can't pass up, then you have to do it, and you let it work out. Somebody will get hurt, or... Somebody might need a young quarterback if Rosen looks good in the off season with this new system or whatever, and you'd still need a backup. And yeah, it's a lot of draft capital, but it's not a lot of cap room capital to have them to have those as your two quarterbacks.
Are you surprised in like the just utter lack of interest in Josh Rosen that the NFL has shown? Like, no other teams are like, I don't think they're asking prices. Like, I don't know what it is.
Well,
I don't think that's come out, but.
I don't know how serious any of those discussions are.
That's what makes me think like the whole Murray thing is not, they're like, but not actually going to draft him.
But Rosen was what, the third? He was the third?
He was the fourth quarterback taken.
He went after Allen.
Yes, but he was drafted. He was a top 10 pick. They traded up to get him. I don't know exactly what, but they gave up. I mean, they probably had to give up a pretty high draft pick to get up there to get him. So they gave up. So they used a first round pick on him, a top 10 pick, and they gave up capital to move up there to get him. So, I mean, that's a lot to just throw away.
It's a lot, but it's already spent. It doesn't mean if he's not your guy.
Yeah.
And if you spend a lot of money on a car and the car doesn't work, you still have to buy a new car.
Right. No, I just think it's a little early to say the car's not. I don't know, but
true. But that's the thing. If you bring in a guy, you have to let him run with who he wants.
But there's just no interest in him. Like, I mean, the Dolphins have shown no interest in him, and they need a quarterback. But they're not going to trade.
But they're not going to trade. They need a quarterback, but they don't need a quarterback
right
now. They need a quarterback of the future. It doesn't matter if it's now or later, so they don't have to pay a lot.
No,
for
I don't. I don't want him. I'm not advocating for them trading.
But I'm
him,
saying.
But
I'm saying the teams. So what you said last time. There's not a lot of quarterback hungry teams right now. The teams are going, you know.
There really aren't. That's what's making it so hard. It's like you feel like I feel like the Raiders are like a wild card in this. Like they're going to do something stupid, like trade up and draft Drew Lock like second,
right,
or something.
So here's the thing. The league saw him, Rosen, for a year, sort of, like in a bad system, but that does taint it. That, like,
sure.
When you have a college guy, you can pretend that he's the next Mahomes.
Right.
You can't pretend Rosen's the next Mahomes. You already know he's not Mahomes.
Yeah.
He might be good, but he's not. So once that shine is off, nobody's gonna give up what it would take to get him.
What kills me is just like all of them except for Mayfield, they were all bad last year. Like they were all bad.
Like they had flashes.
Sure. But even Rosen had flashes. That was the thing. Like even Rosen like had some games where he looked all right, you know? But that's like I just.
Who was the second best of them all?
Darnold?
Or
Barry.
Josh Allen.
Barry Allen. Gary Allen.
And I don't even know if that's true, like numbers wise. I know like he was exciting and did a lot with his legs, but I mean, we watched him miss a lot of big throws, and I know he's hit or miss and kind of guy, so Darnold might be a better prospect. But again, when you were talking about, like, this is weird, Murray shooting up the draft, Darnold was the clear number one up until 3 days before the draft.
There were whispers about Mayfield, though, the whole time.
But like, that's always the case. Remember, yeah. I mean, everyone was like, oh, Manning. And then all of a sudden, people were like, oh, the
Ryan Leaf
is going to be. And, yeah. Like, he was never going to be, but there's always that. There's that every year, there's that person that you know, something happens. Somebody, Aaron Rodgers falling was a weird thing nobody saw.
Well, that seems to be the case now. So it seems to be like Murray seems to be everybody's consensus number one that the Cardinals are going to take him.
Which means they probably won't. Well,
you never know.
That's true. I mean, it before the draft, it did come. It was, you know, the Mayfield to the Browns came out. And I actually thought it was a smokescreen because that usually is the when it doesn't happen. When they took him, I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean, so that happens. But what's interesting and what has been happening and what we've seen is before all the Murray, you know, before he measured in at 5'10 and everybody loves him like he's the best, like this, before that, Haskins.
So good.
Yeah, Haskins was Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State was like the can, at that, before all this Murray madness happened.
But
Haskins was
not
the consensus
at the beginning of this college football season.
No, not going that far back. But I mean, but you know, like, but Haskins was the consensus, yes, number one. So, and he seems to be falling. Like, it seems like now, I mean, it really seems like he's going to be, obviously, like, we just got done saying, like, you have no idea what the heck's going to happen. It's going to be crazy.
There's some draft mocks that have him at four, you know, behind Daniel Jones.
Now. Right.
I don't see that happening.
Not for fourth overall pick, for
fourth quarterback.
Fourth best quarterback, yeah. So, I still think one of them is going to be there at 13, be it Locke or be it Haskins, and the Dolphins are going to have to make a choice.
But I think the Dolphins have already made that choice.
Which is?
I don't know it, but I mean, they already know. They already have it done. They either know they're going to take that.
Thanks,
guy, or
Rob.
Not.
That's some really good insight.
No, but I'm saying you're making it sound like it's like, oh no, what do we do? Like, they either want one of these guys or they don't.
I'm saying that. Like, I'm saying if one of those guys is there, but that's another thing too. If they're both there, if they both slide, that means a lot of like the top end pass rush talent has been drafted.
True. Here's a wrinkle I want to throw at you because You won't say that you want Murray, because even though we'll never get him.
Right.
I don't want Locke.
Okay. I mean, I've been on record as saying he's the one that I want them to get, but like, I'm not going to be heartbroken if they don't get him.
I just heard a comparison of him, and it could be wrong. It was like one person's comp. And it was to Jay Cutler.
I was going
to
say Jay Cutler.
It was like, you know, obviously good. Like, Jay Cutler had good years way before the team. Like,
Jay Cutler was good.
He's not a bad quarterback. But it's like, but that kind of, and I'm like, oh, okay. I don't. It tainted me.
Seems different about Locke than Cutler was. Like, Cutler even back then, like, even coming out, like, from college, like, everybody was like, oh, we don't know if this guy is going to try.
Right.
Like, that's not one of the knocks against Locke. Like, he tries. Like, I mean, he
just not very good.
He shows... No, he is very good, actually. I mean, in college, he was very good. I mean, he seems to show the aptitude to want to play and to get better and be willing to work, which is... Well, that was the knock on Cutler, was like he wasn't going to work. Like, wasn't going to work hard.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I've been listening to some stuff and people talking, and I have no idea who's right and who's wrong. But all of a sudden, like, I'm kind of soured on...
On Locke. If he's there, I mean, if let's say Murray's the only one that goes before the Dolphins pick. So then you have Locke, Haskins, and then Jones, who I guess has been...
There's don't
been
want
some
Jones.
Buzz. I don't want Jones either. Like, I've actually watched some film on him.
I think
they're saying he comps out to like Alex Smith, Ryan Tannehill, and I'm like, we just had that. Like, we
had Alex Smith?
No, we had Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, right.
Remember him?
No, I washed that out.
Yeah, good. I wish I could do that.
So
here, I'm gonna work on it right now. Hold on.
I think if I had, yeah, I would want Haskins. I want Haskins over Locke, and I, you know what? And if both of those guys are there, I'm fine with the Dolphins I'm not taking them.
I'm fine either way.
I'm full in. I'm all in. I'm
all in on what?
I'm all in on on Greer and Flores, whatever they want to do.
Oh, I thought you meant Will Greer.
Not Will Greer, sorry. Yeah. I'm all in on whatever they want to do.
Oh yeah.
If they decide if even Murray's there and they don't take him, Then they decided he's not their guy and that's not what they're building for. I'm in. It may not work, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and I'm going with him. Now, here's something I think we can talk about a little bit. So I don't remember if it was Flores or Greer when they were talking about quarterbacks and
Will
said,
Greer?
Yeah, our GM.
No,
not Will Greer.
Sorry.
I don't remember if it was the GM or the coach, Happy. But they said we may take a quarterback this year and next year.
Yeah.
But you know what I think that means?
They're going to take a quarterback late this year.
Late. Yeah. A backup. And then see if he's a diamond in the rough. And if not, another guy. And I mean, they've been talking to there was the guy from what, like Utah or Utah State who sat out all of last year because of injury.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were looking at that. The dude from like Buffalo State that was like they're all kind of guys. And Greer is one of those guys that, Will Greer is a late guy, but not to start, you know, lottery pick, you know, like one, we also do need a backup.
Sure. No, we definitely need a backup quarterback.
Right.
So I don't know. If Locke or Haskins is there at 13, I hope I would be in favor of them drafting one of those two. I'd be fine with either one.
So wait, if they're both there at 13, you're against them drafting both of them?
If they could draft both of them with one pick, I would be totally okay with it.
We may hedge our
bets. Yeah. Hey, we take Dwayne Locke Haskins, Drew. Yeah, that would that work?
I'd take it. I'd be okay, and we get the backup and the one for the future, and just figure out. Although, how is that different than drafting Murray and having Rosen? The same problems.
No, because in this hypothetical scenario, you're only using one draft pick. Anyway, where are you going?
With the cat.
Okay. I don't like that cat. He's mean to me.
He's a jerk.
He is. All right. So, man, you left me high and dry. If I was going to rank them, if I was going to rank the quarterbacks, I would say, I've already kind of done this. I said Locke, Haskins, Murray, Jones.
That's crazy.
That's how I rank them.
Nuts.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a pro scout. Obviously. Yeah.
I am also not a pro scout. But you know what? I'm going chalk. Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not going out on a limb. That's whatever, how everyone has them ranked.
Yeah. And we'll see. Like, the only problem in this scenario where Locke and Haskins are there, that means then a lot of the top-end pass rushers are going to be gone by this point, by 13, which hurts us.
Like everyone said, and like you said, it could be smokescreen. Nobody knows. But I really do feel like they're not sold on any of these guys. And maybe it's one of them, and if they fall, they'll take them. That's fine. But whatever they do, man. If they take offensive line, fine. They take defensive line, fine.
I do think you're right. Like,
if they take a running back, I might be mad.
Oh God. I do think you're right though. Like, I think they have a plan. I think they know what they're doing.
Right.
So, and that's good. Like, I mean, that makes me feel better. Like, I mean, this team seems like they know what they're doing. Like, they do seem like they have a direction that they want to go in.
And honestly, if they have a guy they really love, you know, I haven't heard this a lot because all the mock drafts want them taking a quarterback and having them trade up. They could trade down.
Oh, I don't want them to trade up. I'm saying
they could, if they have their eyes on some guy who's more of a mid-round, you know, more, if they think they could move back. And again, it depends how far, but if they could pick up, they're looking to pick up draft capital. They can move back and still get a quality player, the one that guy they want.
Oh, if they can move back and if they can move back in the first round.
Yeah, like probably stay in the first round, not looking and pick up a third or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they could. I mean, they definitely. That's where they need to hit on. Like, they need to get those. They need two offensive linemen and a pass rusher in this draft. Like, really.
Yeah.
You know, I would be fine if their first three picks went. If they went quarterback, defensive line, offensive line. Like, that's what I think they should. I mean, if it was me, that's what I would do if the quarterback I wanted was there. If the quarterback I didn't want was there, then you just bump everything else up. So then you take the best pass rusher if the quarterback you want's not there.
I would be okay if they only.
Because I do think pass rush is a bigger need than offensive line.
It's a bigger need.
And it's a deeper draft.
It is. But the offensive. In this day and age, the offensive line is more important.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Especially. Just, I don't, you know, it's probably all Belichick. I don't know how much Flores can bring over. And I think we talked about this off air. But, you know, Flores and Belichick, the Patriots defensive scheme is built around quality DBs and really plug and play defensive line. Wow. People that they rarely spend a high draft pick. I think they only use it on one. And when these guys. They pick other people's scrap heap, turn them into stars, get them big contracts somewhere else, and let them run. They only spend money on their DBs.
Yeah, so, there's been plenty of teams that have tried to do what the Patriots have done.
But the Patriots can do it. And so, but I don't know. I don't know if Flores has learned. You know, I'm hoping he can do.
He's going to be the one.
He might be.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I don't care about the Patriot way. Like, honestly, like, I'm hoping he has his own way of doing things and they're good because the Patriot way has not worked for other teams outside of the Patriots.
But they don't seem like they really do it. They don't actually do that model. Like, the Lions, the way they've drafted.
Well, they just started. The Lions just started in this thing. Patricia's only 1 year in, so.
But
they are doing a bunch on the free agent side.
Paying big money for ex-Patriots is not the Patriot way.
Right, you're right.
That's chasing. That's not the way they would do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, are you serious with this cat? Wow. I wish we were on. I wish there was a video of this right now. This cat hates me, and now he's like all up in my face.
He just wants to be on mic.
I think so. Hey, bud. All right. Oh, cool.
You're getting out of here.
Anyway, I will say, like, this offseason, like, I have enjoyed the fact that they abstained from giving way too much money to mediocre players. I wasn't really opposed to the things that the Gase regime did last offseason. Like, I liked the Gore signing. They didn't sign him for an outstanding amount of money. They got Amendola. They were actually kind of thrifty. Like, they got rid of Landry, and then they brought in Wilson and Amendola for what they would have paid Landry.
They spent a lot of money on Wilson and Amendola. Wilson turned out to be worth the money.
Not a lot of money.
Well, at the time, people were a little shocked at it.
The Amendola contract was a little high, but it's not like it was like.
But even the Wilson
outrageous.
Contract, once because Wilson never did that. Like,
right.
He, you know, so it turned out to be worth it. But at the time. They overpaid to get him. And when you're a bad team, you have to overpay to get.
And then the Sitton contract was bad, and the Kilgore contract. Contract. That was a trade.
But those were bad, also, you know, because of injury. Like
that's bad. The guy was injured the whole previous season as well. So, or half of the previous season. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that they really like went out of their way and like, you know, they overspent. Like, I don't think that was their problem last year. You know, I think they just they had a lot of injuries.
But I mean, even like Sue, I was fine with it because he's a transcendent player.
Is the cat playing the piano behind me?
The cat is playing the piano.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, wow. All right, Magoo, no jazz. All right, you know what? Let's take a break. It's that time.
It is about that time. I need another drink.
You need
so that's
another
perfect.
Drink. I need to put the cat out.
No, I'm going to go play the piano with Magoo. All right. Come back. We're going to finish up this draft talk, and then we're probably just going to stop talking about football altogether. But it's going to be worth it. You want to come back. Stay tuned. And we're back.
Yes. That side of the microphone doesn't work as well as this front side.
All good. So, Rob, I had saw this article earlier today, but Rob just got a notification on his phone that former NFL coach Jack Del Rio has said, has gone public and said, don't be surprised if Russell Wilson is traded before the start of the 2019 season due to the contract dispute.
So, obviously, everybody knows this is his last year. He's on the rookie deal. That's why Seattle was, you know, able to pay their defensive guys. They had Russell Wilson on the rookie deal. If they don't sign him to a deal, they can franchise him. And nobody wants to be franchised, but in this situation, it's not so bad. It's and if they franchise him in 2020, he'd get $30 million. And the next 2021 would be $36 million. And then that becomes $52 million in 2022. So you can't really be mad if you're talking $110 million for 3 years on the franchise tag. So it kind of works for quarterbacks. Granted, you get hurt, you might not get that contract the next year, but
right.
That's a risk, you know, I'd be more willing to take going year to year.
So what Rob was pondering was,
well, let me ask you the question I asked you off air, and
go
I will
ahead.
Ask you, faithful listeners. If we're sitting there at 13, and there's some quarterbacks you're not interested in, if the Dolphins, let's say, do not want Haskins,
Lock and Haskins are both there,
and you don't. I mean,
or just one of them, and the Seahawks are in love with him.
If the Seahawks call and offer you Russell Wilson, would you trade the 13th overall pick for him? And then, obviously, you have to sign him to a big, big contract.
Which we have the cap room for now.
True.
But when you pose that, first of all, there's no way in hell this is happening.
True.
But this is just because we have nothing else to talk about. So, second of all, no, I would not do it. And this is the reason why I said no, I wouldn't do it, is just because... It's not because I don't like Russell Wilson. I love Russell Wilson. I think he's definitely top 10, possibly top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. One of my favorite players. I wish the Dolphins would have drafted him instead of Tannehill in that draft. Hindsight is 20/20. Obviously, I'm not mad at them for not drafting him. Like, I wasn't screaming for them to draft Russell Wilson back then. That's not why I'm saying that. I'm just saying, like, the guy's been amazing. Like, he's fun to watch. Even when that team is the Seahawks doesn't, you know, even when they've kind of been bereft of talent over the last couple of years, and they're still a very, you know, they're a very competitive team because of Russell Wilson. But no, I wouldn't make the trade. I mean, I don't think we're close enough to get to a Super Bowl. It would go against everything that we were just talking about, that we're happy with, that this team is doing, not spending a bunch of money on things we don't need. We do need a quarterback. Obviously, if you're going to spend a ton of money, a position to do it would be quarterback. It's obviously, it's not going to happen. Second of all, I just don't, even if it did, even if the situation presented itself, I wouldn't do it. Would I be mad if that did happen? No, I wouldn't be mad. That'd be awesome. But I wouldn't do it. You, what would you do?
Again, I do not see it happening.
Sure, we're both on record as saying this is not going to happen.
But quarterback is such an important thing, and every one of these picks is still a crapshoot. I mean, That's a bird in the hand. That's a known quantity.
Right.
I think I would do it.
Okay. I mean, I would, like I said, if it happened, it'd be awesome.
All right.
But
if you're the Giants, do you give up your high pick for, would you do that? You got Barkley.
I'm putting myself in
actually,
that.
They don't have a, you got Barkley and nothing else.
Yeah, I know. But that's one of the good things about Wilson is, like, he's been playing without an offensive line forever.
Right.
And he's been fine. If I'm the Giants, I would consider it more than the Dolphins, although they have even less.
And the reason
defense,
I brought, so now I'm trying to think of landing spots, right? So many of the teams like the if the Jags didn't sign Foles, you could see them, you know, putting a big package together because Russell Wilson on the Jags is amazing, you right. know. So, but they're not. It's not happening now. You know, Washington with the they don't know if they have cap room and capital to do it, but that's a team I could see putting together a crazy package. You know.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Denver's not going to do it, especially, you know, well, Flacco doesn't matter, but.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, I don't really see, like, any, the Bucks. They don't have the cap room for it, but.
I mean, they would do it if they could trade Jameis and something.
It's like, you have to take Jameis back.
I don't think that's what they want.
Yeah, not the Falcons, not the Saints, not the Jets, Baltimore, maybe? No,
no, that, not with the first. They just
maybe the Steelers as a Roethlisberger replacement. Not before, like that's the thing. It's not going to happen this year. Yeah. Like maybe next year.
Well, next year you'd have to franchise them and right. then trade them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
No, I can't.
It turns out Jack Del Rio is an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nowhere for him to go. Cincinnati, maybe.
Yeah, they're not. I mean.
Oh, that'd be an awful. I'd feel bad for him if he went there.
Oakland.
Oh yeah. Oh. Maybe. I mean. Yeah,
Oakland.
Maybe.
Give him Carr and their number and their first round pick.
Well, which one? I mean, they could probably.
Well, true. Not even their first. Yeah. It could be their second first round pick.
Although their other first round picks are low, but I bet the Seahawks would do it. I don't know. It's not happening. I don't even know.
Not happening. I know. I just like.
It was fun. It was good because it's been like we need some kind of crazy speculation to talk about. So, but yeah. So you finally saw Captain Marvel. You told me.
I did see Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it.
I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really see any like terrible reviews of it. I mean, I know like some of like the fanboys and stuff were not feeling it, but. I thought it was good. I mean, I feel like all Marvel movies have this formula that they follow.
Yeah, I never read any.
Me either.
Things with the Carol Danvers Captain. Actually, I never read anything with the other Captain Marvel. Yeah, the original.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool character. Like I enjoyed like learning about the character. I liked.
Honestly, I don't even know if that's the origin in the comics. Like,
well, Carol Danvers is one of. I guess there's multiple Captain Marvels,
and she absorbed it from the dude,
right? From Mar-Vell,
not from a bomb.
Yeah, I think Mar-Vell was a dude in the other ones, but yeah, no, it was a good movie. I mean, it follows the typical Marvel formula for superhero movies, but I like it. It was entertaining. I loved the '90s. You know, that was, I guess that made this one a little different. It took place in the 90s, which was cool. The CGI for Sam Jackson was...
It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, just a well-put-together, well-shot movie. The I'm Just a Girl playing during the fight song, or during the fight scene, was a little on the nose. But outside of that, it was...
That's movies these days, though. The music selection is always too on the nose.
That one was real, real bad. But other than that, I mean, oh, and then like the, you know, not a spoiler or anything, but like the stuff with like the Kree, like, and it was like in the movie, it was kind of a twist, and it's like, but you already knew the Kree were bad guys. Like they even showed the one guy that was like a bad guy from,
right.
From Guardians of the Galaxy. It was like, oh, that guy's, he's bad.
Right.
Yeah. But why is, yeah. So, I mean, but anyway, it was good. I mean, like. I didn't feel like he was trying too hard. I guess that was some of the complaints. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. The special effects were great. Like the final scene at the end was awesome. I thought that was shot really cool. Yeah, it was cool. My kids loved it. I loved it. Really looking forward to watching her punch Thanos in the face. That'll be good. I'm sure she's going to get at least one good lick in.
Kind of be funny if Thanos just like kills her in the first time she shows up.
That would be hysterical, but that's definitely not happening.
And then we saw the clip, right? So then they released a clip for Endgame with them all sitting around going like, we got to do something.
Right. So the plan is they're going to go back and get the Infinity Stones and undo everything that happened. I'm going to go on a limb and say that their plan doesn't work. I don't think they would show that if that was what actually ends up happening.
Well, I mean, obviously they have to undo everything that happened.
They do undo everything that
happened.
There's
only like $6 billion of franchises disintegrated.
But that's not
getting undone.
That's not what's. They're not going to be able. They're not going to get the gauntlet back. They're going to have to do something else. And I think from the other trailers and things that we've seen, is it probably involves them going into the quantum realm, because there's like time vortexes or something in there from what they said in the Ant-Man movie.
That's true. And we saw them wearing their pajamas.
Yeah, the quantum jammas.
Quantajamas.
Yeah, that looked cool. The Star Wars trailer is supposed to come out in a couple days for the new Star Wars movie. I don't know. You liked Last Jedi, that's right.
I did.
I liked Last Jedi. I wasn't stoked about J.J. Abrams coming back, because now it's just going to be like, oh, they like...
We'll give you everything
Ryan Johnson undid everything that he did in Episode 7, which I thought was terrible. And then... I didn't think Episode 7 was a terrible movie, but I just thought it was too by the book, and like it had already happened. And
it was a literal shot-for-shot remake of A New Hope.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm... So I like that Ryan Johnson tried to take it a different direction. I think it's just weird that they like don't have a plan. It's like, hey, we'll just put a different director in and like give him carte blanche and like let him do whatever he wants. And then you're going to take that away and like give it back to the other guy. Yeah, like, no, never mind. Here,
it's funny because most of the studio's problems is they don't give the carte blanche to the talented guy. You know, like, let the guy come in and do something awesome,
right,
instead of giving him notes and making it terrible. And yet they kind of do it, but don't let him stick with it. Here's my hot take. See, I enjoy the Star Wars.
Me too.
But
very much so.
They're not great.
No, Empire was great.
Empire was the best one.
Empire's a great movie.
Yeah, whatever, but there's so many plot holes and there's so much stupid crap in all of them that the people that want to turn this into like the best story ever, right, and the best thing ever, and then get mad when like the new ones aren't as good. I'm like, dude, that's nostalgia, man. If you like fell from the sky and I've sat you down and watched that movie, be like, good movie. You know, like, they're fun.
Yeah.
Space Cowboys, like,
sure.
There's so much Luke's only family, the only family he's ever known, is literally disintegrated. And he's like, all right, old guy, let's go over and do that thing you want to do. I mean, there's problems with these movies.
He cried.
I love the movies.
He shed a tear.
And Leia, her whole world, literal world, disintegrated. Oh, this guy's kind of cute. I know he's my brother. Let's go see what he's doing. I mean, they're fun as heck. But when the people then want to nitpick the new movies because the old ones were so perfect, I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Empire was one of the best movies.
Empire was very good.
Yeah. But yes. I know. Yeah. I thought Last Jedi was a good movie. I did like Rogue One. I thought Rogue One was also like a borderline, like, better than, you know, like, there weren't a lot of plot holes.
I thought Rogue One
was
excellent.
Yeah, Rogue One was a very good movie. I don't know. I definitely want to see it. I'm excited to see the trailer and find out what the name is. Of course we're going to see it, but
I don't care what the name is.
Yeah. Well, no, but it doesn't really matter, but I'm just interested is what I was saying.
So Luke turned into dust. Oh, was that a Thanos thing? Is that what happened there?
It's all he didn't turn into dust. He turned into a Force ghost. That's what they do. They become one with Force, remember?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
No, it's actually kind of awesome. That's pretty awesome.
But they only show up once in a blue moon when, you know, like, if you're a Force ghost, why aren't
they're busy
they
doing
more of a Force?
They're busy doing things in the Force, man.
Yeah. Doing weird Force sex, I guess.
Yeah. That sounds kind of awesome. Yeah.
Actually.
It could be happening. You don't know.
I just realized how terrible Force sex sounds when you say that together. I meant like,
I know. Yeah, I didn't even pick up on it.
I didn't
was so
either
into Star Wars that I wasn't even.
You were like lifting. You were lifting her up with your Jedi powers, and she was into it and totally
right. Yeah, not
and it was totally consensual
sex. Yeah, force.
Well, I didn't. That's how I said it, but I realized how it could have sounded.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Whoa! Check out those rails.
There's
we are off of them. Look
no,
at them go.
There are no women listening to this right now. I'm 99% certain of that at this point.
I think that is a terrible statement.
Well, I just meant at this point in the, I would
what the, a woman is just as likely to listen to our idiotic rambling as a man, and quite as capable, I'll say.
Well, Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not definitely capable of it. I was saying they're smarter for not listening to it. Like, more intelligent is kind of where I was going with
it. I didn't enjoy your sexist comment.
Well, I was actually giving them credit.
Yeah, but giving them credit solely for being a woman is still sexist.
I suppose you're right.
You should judge them by their merits individually.
That's true. That is 100% accurate. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I'm just busting your...
I know. Was there... Oh, Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah.
I should watch that.
This Sunday, man. Starting up. I made a bet with somebody.
Ooh, on what?
They bet me $100 that Cersei wasn't going to die. She's absolutely dying.
Oh, she's totally dying. There's literally the prophecy of her dying, yeah. And every one of the prophecies have come true. Of that frog lady when she talked to
yes, she's the old gypsy 100% going to die in this and at the before the end of the show, Cersei will die.
And now, who's the little brother that kills her? Is it
that I don't know? Yeah, I mean that wasn't even part of the bet. Like it was just like this person was saying that Cersei's not going to die.
Did she think she was going to win and be the queen of it all?
I don't know, but I'm going to get $100 out of it.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah. So we'll have a bunch of seltzers for a while.
Woo! Let's go, die, Cersei, die.
I mean, she's definitely dying. Like I
would think she would die.
Yeah, like I mean, there has to like the. I guess the honestly the thesis that this person had was that like none of the other stuff that like all the little things that they've been building up like none of it. I mean, they're not little. I mean, they're major plot points. But like none of that's going to matter. It's all going to be about the living and the dead and like all these other. I'm like, but there's a lot of things that still need to be resolved with King's Landing and the whole fact that like that one Greyjoy guy went to get a whole nother army that's going to come back. So that still has to be tied in like that. They can't just leave that untied.
So I wouldn't be surprised if good old George R.R. doesn't kill her in the books and does some weird ending. But these dudes they're all about the payoff and kind of giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, I would think she would die in the books, too. I think it's all part of the story. No,
I do, but I mean, there's more of a chance of her living there just because, I mean, he's never finishing them. He doesn't have to. Once the story's done, nobody's going to care. I mean, I'll still read the books. I read them up till now. I'll read them when they come out.
I haven't spent, like, a lot of time, like, actually, like, trying to, like, really, like, think about, like, what I think is going to happen. Yeah. I mean, the way the last season ended was obviously the walkers destroying the wall and making it into Westeros. So they're making their way down. So they're close now. They're in and they're not, you know, what is the wall is what? Like or Eastwatch is what? Like is it a fortnight march?
You know, who could tell? The Gendry made that march and like looked like 10 minutes.
Well, no. He got from there to the East Watch. He didn't get from East Watch to Winterfell.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's different.
But that's like only like a couple days.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I mean, but that's the last battle is them at Winterfell. So like, I mean, that's what it looks like. I mean, from the way that the episodes. So I don't know if they're gonna like.
Why would you say it's them at Winterfell? Because of the snow.
I guess.
But winter's coming. This is supposed to be a big winter. It could. It doesn't normally snow at King's Landing, but
maybe
it could.
Maybe that's the first thing that happens is they get down there. They destroy Winterfell.
And people retreat. And the important people retreat.
And then they have to resolve the battle with. Then they have to finish. They have to finish fighting Cersei then.
Well, and again, look, I was kind of jerky last time about the end game thing. Like it's not fun to me to go too far down because either what I want to happen doesn't happen or I guessed it right and that's even worse because it takes the fun out of it. I'd rather just strap in and go for the ride.
I know, and it's gonna be awesome. Like I said, awesome. I haven't really put a lot of time into thinking about it.
And these things are always more fun when they're not what you expect. Like that was part of the going back to the JJ problem.
Game of Thrones has been amazing from the beginning because it's always been what you don't expect.
But going back to the Star Wars, why I don't want JJ Abrams taking the helm so much is because he tends to give you what you want. And it's fun and it's because you get what you want, but it's always more exciting when it's something, you know, something you couldn't have thought of.
Right.
And it takes you out and it and it takes a left turn and it gives you something to think about.
Which is why Empire was so great, because it was
the movie, the TV show.
No, Empire. I never watched it. I've never seen the TV show Empire. There was that one guy that was on that show that said he got beat up. I don't. Yeah.
I honestly,
I haven't really even followed that story.
I just know it's insane.
I've basically pieced it together from headlines that I just haven't read or been really interested in.
But I will give. I've been busy on the Amazon. I watched the whole season of Hannah.
Yeah, that was
quite fun. I haven't finished the new season of The Tick, but The Tick is fantastic on Amazon. I love it. Catastrophe, also on Amazon, just finished their last season. That show was finished. Hysterical. Rob Delaney and Sharon something. They're
nice.
Both amazing. Rob Delaney's the guy who played Peter in Deadpool, like with the mustache. He's hysterical comedian.
I was
great on
Peter
Twitter and great in the show. He's one of the writers with the woman. I recommend Catastrophe.
We filled up an hour.
What?
That's amazing. Thank you for listening. I hope you made it all the way through to the end.
Talk to you after the draft.
Woo.